week, next couple of days.
Evaluation, that's the biggest thing for us as coaches. Always go back and evaluate really hard, you know, what we've done up to this point. Kind of give our players some direction, what we see, where we're going with these last 6 weeks. So that's the way we'll do it. Obviously, got to freshen some guys up. Got some players that have played 800 snaps. I got some players that haven't played one. So probably divide them here over the course of the next couple of days and get some work with these young guys.
How is Trevor feeling after?
Well, he's beat up. You know, he took a lot of shots. Some of them he's got to take responsibility for. You know, we got to make sure he's stepping up in the pocket and doing those type of things. But he's sore. We laid it on the line. Everybody did. We played extremely hard as a football team. A lot of great effort plays. And you know, like I said, so, but he's just one of the sore guys.
At this point, what do you want to see from the offensive line? What kind of improvement do you
need? Well, we just need to find some consistency. You know, I'm concerned, obviously, in the inconsistency of what we're doing. You know, yesterday, you know, we stayed on the field. We're 11 of 18 on third downs. We ran 80-plus plays. They ran 50. That's a really good formula for our football team. You know, that was just the opposite 2 weeks ago. So a lot of positive things going on, but we have to get more consistent in what we're doing up front, consistency in our play throughout the course of a game. And if that means we got to play six, seven guys, you know, we got to go find it. So that's why we're in evaluation mode big time everywhere. But we'll definitely do that. Ty came in, did some good things, but we've got to get more consistent these last 6 weeks. That's all right.
What do you think Trevor can do to not absorb so many? Maybe not take slide and not take.
Well, the reason he does make a lot of plays, Mike, because he will sit in there and get hit right in the mouth and make a play. You know, and that is a great characteristic of a quarterback because you have to do that sometimes. Right now, sometimes his depth is bad in the shotgun. It's something we've got to work on. When it's good, he's stepping up. Sometimes he's drifting and getting hit when he shouldn't be getting hit. So it's something that we're addressing, and we have actually been addressing it for about a month. But it's something we have to improve upon. He gets on the road, gets loud. We get in the gun. You start getting away from the center a little too far. Now all of a sudden you're back there. You're hitting 11 yards. Well, we're not going to be able to protect you if you're doing that. So it's just something that we've got to improve it with him.
With the line, with Stevenson, you still see him as a tackle. Where does Billy Turner fit in this?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we've been working Billy. He's been around here for what, close to a month maybe, something like that. So, yeah, we're going to get him more work here these next few days. But, you know, there are some things, you know, that we could do, you know, combination-wise, given guy. You know, there's some things we can do. But the bottom line, we're approaching our group that we got to improve. And it's not just them. I mean, it's everybody. But Ty deserves to get on the field some more. Donald's got to play better along with other guys up front, and we need to be more consistent up front in what we're doing.
In the same vein, how has Connor McGovern progressed?
Connor has that's also part of the equation, you know, how he's practicing. You know, one thing about this league, it gets down to who you suit. You know, I can sit here and have all these solutions for you, but it's not the preseason. You can't suit them all up and let them all try. You know, you got to make a decision on how many guys you're going to suit on, you know, on Sunday morning, and that's usually seven guys up front. So versatility and those type of things come into play. So then they will continue to come into play.
Has McGovern's progress as an offensive lineman, has it been on track?
Yeah, I think it's been good. Remember, we're trying to work him to be a center and a guard because if you're suiting seven guys and he's one of the guys, you know, Brick is more just a center guy. You know, Ty has been a guy who can play multiple spots, so that allows us to suit seven. So if Connor's going to get there this year, it's going to have to be part of the formula. So we'll see.
Considering you're breaking in a new quarterback, you're young in the tailback, are you pleased with 7-3 at the bye?
Yeah. I mean, I think you always feel like you can be better. Probably some things could have happened that could put us in worse shape too, Mike. But to be 10 weeks into it with some of the changes we've had, playing a first-year quarterback, like you say, losing CJ, defensively, the guys we've had down, you know, we're right there, you know, and we're in a great division this year. There's three teams in our division with seven wins, you know, so I don't think that's any place else in football. So we know what's at stake, and every game we play these last 6 weeks is going to be really big, starting with the first one. So we know we have to improve, but we're fighting. Our guys are fighting, and like I said, I'll freshen them up, and I know they'll be excited about the last six.
Like DT had probably his best game of the year. He showed a lot of emotion.
I agree with you. Yeah, he played really well. Played really hard. I know he leads the field for a play, and Jordan comes in and makes a big play, so I know that drives him crazy and misses one of his big catches. But, no, DT's, I think DT's been very consistent, and he's capable of taking the team on his shoulders, you know, and you could see some of that in him yesterday. Played really well.
Yesterday about the spike he had and the motion that kind of went into that. Yeah. Is that something that you like to see?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, DT's a, you know, when he gets his motor going like that, and you know, he was after the catch, he was really good yesterday to me and made a couple of great catches on third downs. But, you know, he is a captain of this football team. And when he plays with that type of emotion and that type of fire and he's making those plays, usually good things are happening for our team.
How's Simeon feeling after taking all those sacks and hits?
He's a little sore. Yeah, he's a little sore. He's going to be okay. He'll be all right.
Would he have to stay here for the bottom?
Trevor? No, I mean, I think he'll be okay. You know, he's not physically where he can't go out there and play today if we played the game. He's just, you know, he's obviously got a very sore shoulder, and we injected it again, I think, either this morning or yesterday after the game. I'm not sure, but, no, the rest will do him some good, yeah.
Yeah. Overall, how would you rate him? 10 games in, first-year starter?
I would rate him like a lot of guys. Got to get better. I want to see him continue to lead better and better. With this football team, I want to see his play become more consistent. One thing he had done early in the season, he protected the ball better, and he's protected it the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, so that's a concern. So we're addressing those things as we speak. So he knows that. He's got to continue to play big for this team. Not okay. We need him to play big.
Are you confident with the way you handle the keep situation that you're going to have him for the stretch run here?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't get too ahead of myself, but I feel good about he and Derek being ready to go. You know, Akib actually worked out today. I watched him from upstairs when he worked out with the trainers on the field. So everything looks good. Derek, we'll probably hold Derek until we get to about next Wednesday and then cut him loose. But it sure looks like we're going to get closer to full strength. So that's an encouraging thing.
What's your main goal with the bye week? What are you hoping the team can
come out? Evaluation. Evaluation is the most important thing. And sending a message to the players, what we're seeing, where we're going, and then, you know, want them to get away and freshen themselves up because we've got a lot of good football to play.
You indicated you want to see Trevor play better, and this is more of an external issue than us here. That you haven't lost confidence where he was looking over his shoulder when you were considering
No, practicing. not at all. I mean, I think every player should, you know, you should be driven to be at your best all the time, you know, and hell, Trevor's no different. But what I've seen with Trevor is I've seen some really good. I've seen some inconsistencies, and I'm trying to get him to be more consistent in what he's doing. I don't like the fact that we turned the ball over the last few weeks. You know, he's in charge of the football. Whether you're getting hit or not, you're in charge of the football. So, you know, we've got to get – you know, I want Trevor to play – I think I just said this. I want Trevor to play big. You know, I don't want Trevor to play okay or good. I want Trevor to play big for this football team. And if he can do that and get the ball in the right spots and protect the ball – with the formula we had going yesterday, I think some really good things can happen for this team. So I've got big expectations for him, and he knows that.
The Chiefs game to a Sunday night
game.
Is that exciting for you guys?
Yeah, I think they're more excited about taking a break right now. But I did mention it to them. We'll be playing on Sunday night. So we're going to be in a lot of big games. And obviously they're playing probably as well as anybody in football. I think they're 17-2 in regular season games. And, you know, I watched a little bit of their game yesterday. So, you know, great football team, great atmosphere. We'll be ready to go.
Yesterday, you thought you'd be in six playoff games when you came back.
I think it's going to be that way, Jeff, because if you look, we're all playing each other. You know, I mean, you got three teams at 7 wins, and, you know, we got Kansas City twice, Oakland again, you know, so we're all going to play each other, and that's how things get sorted out in this league. Those are big division games, you know. I mean, obviously, there's going to be some more going on there, but, you know, that's what it's going to be all about, and a lot of good football being played in our division right now, so we just need to make sure we worry about ourselves. I think he's becoming a really good player. You know, Jordan was a bubble player for us really starting the season. He's on the active roster. You know, is he going to be up? Is he going to be down? Can he play special teams? You know, Jordan's not some big physical guy, so a lot of question marks. He started to play well for Joe. Got more and more confidence with him when he goes on the field. He makes plays. You know, DT comes out, and I think we keep throwing them. You know what I mean? So we stay the course, and I think he's stepping up and doing some good stuff. So our team's got a lot of confidence in him, but he's earned that.
Well, he played every snap, and we saw him back in coverage. Getting him more well-rounded.
Well, they found some ways to get him in coverage, Mike. I'll say that, you know. So he hadn't covered many fades or sideline fades like he did yesterday, but they're tough to deal with. They spread you out and do a lot of good things offensively. But I think Vaughn's had a good 10 weeks, you know, and getting DeMarcus going here. I think when we get back, DeMarcus should be ready to play 50 plays a game. So, you know, getting back to full strength should help Vaughn's play too.
How promising was what A.J. Durbin did?
Yeah, that was a big encouragement. You know, we need somebody to go in there, move the chains on third downs, make some plays. AJ makes two or three, I think. Virgil played really good in the game, so confidence in him. He played special teams. That will be a big help down the stretch.
Obviously, they converged on that big play, but Justin Simmons and Will Parks, what have you seen from them together?
Well, they're both playing well. You know, I think Justin played like 15 plays or defensively, or maybe it's just the opposite. Will played about 15. I think Justin only played six or seven, but you know, we got confidence in them. TJ and Stu have played big time, and they played, I want to say, 98 to 100% of the snaps for this team. So those guys will have to take a little bit off of them, but they're both doing a good job.
Obviously, coming into, you were looking for somebody to replace Bruden. How do you think they've held up?
I think they've done a really good job. I mean, they're both really good special teams players. I think, you know, right now with our speed special teams-wise, we got to be real encouraged going into the last 6 weeks, you know. But I think they're two good players that are getting confidence, getting confident defensive wise, you know. So that's a big help.
Yeah, you said you're in evaluation mode. In 2 years now, you've kind of said the same thing about the O line and the run game. Are you frustrated at all that you haven't been able to say more than that?
Well, I'm driven. How about that word? You know, I've seen us do some good stuff at times. You know, I go back 3 weeks ago against Houston. I watched us come off the ball and run the ball as good as we've run it in 2 years, you know, and then I'll watch you struggle for a couple of weeks. But I'm driven to find a way to get it more consistent, you know, and I think that there's a lot of people involved. It starts with coaching. We got to coach it better, do a better job. Then we got to go out there and we got to be more consistent in our blocking schemes, more consistent running the football. We got to break some tackles. It's not perfect all the time. So there's a lot of things involved right there, but I'm driven to get it right.
A few more for the coach.
Coach, with Jordan Taylor playing well in the pass game, Jordan Norwood, Benny Fowler and Cody Latimer are taking a bit of a back seat, but they keep making special teams plays, so how encouraging is that?
Well, that's a good thing. We suited six guys. We only suited two running backs in a game, so that was a risk we're willing to take to get more speed on the field, you know, from that standpoint. But they're all contributing. They're all playing, doing a good job.
Did you name players of the week?
Yeah, it was Simmons, DT, and Stu. Those three guys. I would have went out there.
You still got it?
I would have figured it out. We had some emergency plans in place. Thank God we didn't get to them, though. Okay. Yeah, have a good day. Okay.